Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Tzadik, and we are 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Pei Tes Amid Beis Tanu Rabbanan. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Alviza and Avadya Ben Miriam Leah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Daniel Baruch Ben Yibadol L'Chaim Toivim Rebeliezer Shlomo and Le'ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadol L'Chaim Toivim Remoshe Chaim. So we're continuing to discuss the halacha that in order to eat from the Karban Pesach, you had to be registered to the Karban Pesach. You had to be signed up. You had to RSVP. Only then were you allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. It's learned that from a pasuk. It says in the Torah, "Vim yimat abayis mehiyos miseh v'lokachu u'shcheina yakaroi v'albeisoi b'michsas nefashois ish lefi achloi tachoysu alaseh." And Chazal understood the words b'michsas nefashos to mean that you had to be counted as part of this meal in order to be able to partake. Zokti Gemara, another halacha related to this idea. Tanu Rabbanan hamimane acherim imayal pischoi. If somebody was mafrish a Karban Pesach, so he bought an animal, took the animal, made it hektish, he wants it to be a Karban Pesach. Then he started selling shears of his animal to people that were looking to be part of a chabura. Val chagiga, or if he did the same thing with his chagiga, the halach is moish abiyadi chulam. Any money that he's going to receive is going to be considered chulam. V'ham moicher oivlasa yushlam. If somebody sells a carbon oil, or if somebody sells a carbon shlam, the mecher does not go into effect. U'mois kol shein yiplun l'nadavan. As it relates to the money is going to go l'nadavan, meaning the money has to be hektish. So the Gemara is going to discuss this braisa, but we're going to go backwards. First, the second halacha. The second halacha was that if somebody sells an oil or a shlamim, the mecher is nothing. So somebody goes over to someone else. Reuven goes over to Shimon. Shimon, you have an animal, an oila, I'd like to buy your oila. Here's $100. The money that he gave him was chulin. And in exchange for the $100, I'd like to have the animal. Says the Braisa, the mecher does not go into effect, meaning nothing happened. Reuven still has his $100. Shimon still has his animals. However, the money belongs to Hektish. So the Gemara asks the obvious question. If nothing happened, if there was no transaction, why does the money belong to Hektish? Meaning, if the mecher would go into effect, so then you can say that maybe the kedusha of the animal transferred onto the money, so the money ends up going to Hektish. But if nothing happened, this was just all a charade, because there really was no mecher, so the money remains in the possession of Reuven, it should also remain chulin. So the Gemara says, you're right. Really, that's the way it should be. Amar Rava Knasa. This whole halacha is a knas, meaning we don't want people thinking that they can buy and sell, that they could trade in karbonos. So it's for that reason Chazal said that you went ahead and you brought a carbon. The halacha is that this carbon is going to be now remain in the possession of the seller. However, the money that you gave is going to end up being hektish. My kol shehin. So the Gemara says, what's this lashon of umois kol shehin yiplu l'nadavah? What do those words even mean? So the Gemara, an extra chiddush. Afagafli habeshava el arbov yovalei chamish. Afilu bahi yaseira navin kansu rabban. Meaning, not only is the money that you paid for the animal not going to be hektish, but what would be if the animal was worth 4? And you ended up paying 5, meaning you gave him a little bit more. So you would have thought, okay, the amount that you gave him that's equivalent to the value of the animal, on that it makes sense, maybe a knas, that should suddenly become hektish. But that extra dollar, the extra zuz, the extra shekel that you gave him, why should the halacha there be that it belongs to hektish? That's the chiddush of kol shehein. No matter how much money you gave, the halacha is it's going to be hektish. Regardless, that was the second part of the braisa, that if somebody sells an oil or an ashlamim, the halacha is layasa klum. So if somebody now bought the oil or ashlamim using chulin money, really, the money should remain chulin because nothing happened. At the same time, there's a chiddush. The chiddush is that money, even if you added money, is all going to be hektish. Yiplu l'nadava. Why? Not midei raisa. It's all a knas because Chazal didn't want people to do that. The Gemara now is going to work backwards and explain the reish of the braisa. So what was the first halacha of the braisa? Somebody was mafrish a carbon pesach. He now wants to register other people to this pesach. So he's selling parts of the carbon pesach to others. The halacha is that if somebody will now purchase a chelak of this carbon pesach, he gives money to the owner of this animal. The halacha is ma'os shebiyadai chulin. the money is going to be chulin. Sach the Gemara. Amar Ula v'itayim Rabbi Shai. Ula said, some say Rabbi Shai said, Efshe yadi charvin bavloi time of the milsa. Maybe my chaverim and bavel, no pshad in this halach. Because really this first line and this braisa is tzarech iyun gadol. I really don't understand it. What didn't he understand? Zeh hifrish tla lepischoi, v'zeh hifrish mois lepischoi. What happened over here was, there was an exchange. One person gave money, the other person is receiving shears in a carbon pesach. The assumption is, and this is a big assumption, but this is the assumption, and can't understand the Gemara without it, that the money that was given to purchase the shears was hakdash. Meaning this person had set aside money that he knew he was going to buy a carbon pesach with. So Reuven is the buyer, Shimon is the one that was mafresh the animal, he's the seller. Reuven is using money that he had previously been makdish for Kedushas Pesach, money that he knew he was going to use to buy the carbon Pesach. So the original money was hektish. The animal that he just bought, the shears that he bought, was also hektish. So the kasha is, how did the money become chulin? How did that even happen? Hey, hektish, chalal hektish, diktani moishav yaday chulin. How did the money become chulin? Meaning, bishloima, if the money that the person used was hektish, but the behemoth that he bought was chulin, so then you would say, the Kedusha transfers from the money onto the behemoth, thus the animal now becomes hektish, and the money becomes chulin. But that's not what happened. The money was hektish, and the animal was hektish. So if they were both hektish, so how do we, where did the Kedusha go? And how did the money suddenly become chulin? Now the truth is, you can simply say that maybe the Bryce is talking about where the money wasn't hektish. Maybe the money was chulin. So the money started off chulin, and that's what the Bryce is saying, that it remains chulin. But Rashi and Tosfos say that can't be pshat in the Bryce, because if that's what the Bryce meant, then it would be pshita. Then there would be no chiddush to the Bryce. This Bryce must be saying a chiddush. The chiddush has to be that the money's hektish, which means the animal for sure is hektish, so they're both hektish. So the question is, how then does the money become chulin? So the Gemara is going to say a teretz. The teretz is going to take us halfway down Daf Tzadik Amud Aleph, and the Gemara is going to introduce a few different machloikas in the course of presenting its teretz. What's interesting is, and you don't see this every day, is that it feels a little bit, as you're reading the Gemara, as if the Gemara is being presented out of order. Obviously, there must be the rest of the story. I'm not sure what that is, but just to simply go weiter, Amar Abaye, and read the Teretz of the Gemara is going to be a little bit challenging in real time. So I think it's kedai to speak out the plan, the agenda of what the Gemara is going to do, and if we do the Teretz Shabbat Peh, then to go through it inside should actually flow rather smoothly. In short, what the Gemara is going to say is that really this Braisa that says that if somebody takes hektish money and he uses it to purchase shears in an animal that's hektish, the money becomes chulin, is a machlokes Rebbe in the Chacham. It's Shitas Rebbe. The Gemara is going to bring the Braisa where Rebbe said it. What else is going to emerge is that there was a machlokes Amira and how to understand Shitas Rebbe. A machlokes between Rabbi Shaya and Abaye. One mahalach is that when the person that was makdish, his carbon pesach, the one that owned the animal, he knew that he was going to sell shears. And he knew that he wanted the money that he's going to get for those shears to be chulin. He also assumed that the person that's going to buy those shears is probably going to be spending hektish money. Which means that if the animal's hektish and the money's hektish, when he gets the money's going to remain hektish, he won't be able to use it as chulin. Meaning he won't be able to, I don't know, buy anything with it. It was going to be a problem. So you know what he did? He preempted that. When he was makdish as Pesach, he carved out a little bit of Kedusha. He said, I want this animal to be hektish, but at the same time, I want to make sure that there's a little bit of chulin in this behemoth. Why does he want it to be chulin? So if somebody now comes and he buys shears, what's going to happen is the Kedusha of the money that he's going to use is going to transfer onto the chulin part of the animal, and as a result, the money will be chulin. Like this will be able to spend the money. He didn't have to do it this way, but he chose to do it this way. And apparently in the mechanics of how hektish is created, this is something that you can do. So if that's the case, that would obviously explain what's going on over here. Meaning there's an idea that a person has the ability to carve out a little bit of kedusha. Another mahalach that the Gemara is going to present is that it's possible that when the person himself was makdish the money, not the person that was makdish the behema. But when the person was makdish the money, it could be he himself was mishayer a little bit in the kedusha. He himself held back a little bit, meaning he said, I want to make it akdish, but at the same time, in the event that I use this money now to go ahead and buy shares in an animal, I know the seller would want the money to be chulin, so I'm carving out in the initial hektish of the money that when I give it to the seller should have the ability to use it as chulin. In other words, the Gemara is going to bring a machlokes amayroyin regarding a shitas Rebbe that essentially is going to say what this Braisa said, and there's going to be two etzes without fully understanding it, but from a 20,000 foot view, either there's something being carved out from the hektish of the animal, so even though the money is 100% kaddish, but when you transfer the animal with the money, there's a little bit of chulin in the animal for the kedusha of the money to transfer onto. Once the kedusha goes from the money to the animal, what happens to the money? It becomes chulin. That would explain how the money could be chulin. Or fakir, the carvet is not in the animal, but rather the carvet is going to be in the money. The Gemara could have just said that simply, that's the teretz, and then everything would be simpler. The Gemara is not going to say that. Just one other piece that's worth mentioning, just from an introductory, just to make the Gemara flow, because again, it seems to be out of order, and that is that the context in which these two shitos regarding the idea that it's possible for a person to withhold something and carve out something in hektish was said was not regarding our braisa. The Gemara is going to shtel it to our braisa. It was actually said with regards to a different context. It was said with regards to halacha in the Sechtes Temura, it's a Mishnah, that discusses the halacha of an esnan zoyna. So it says in the Torah, loisavi esnan zoyna umechir kelev, beis Hashem lekecha l'chol neder, ki toiv as Hashem lekecha gam shem. And the sugis of esnan zoyna are discussed in detail. It's all mesachta stmura. And the gist of it is that if a person had an animal that he gave to a zoyna as compensation, the halacha is that animal's not allowed to be brought as a carbon right now. That's the halacha of esnan zoyna. And the Mishnah discusses, what about an animal that's hektish? Can you take an animal that's hektish, now give it to a zoyna and say that that animal is going to be... The halacha is no. And the reason is because being that you don't own hektish, it's not yours, so it doesn't fall into the halacha of esen zayna. Esen zayna is where a person owns an animal, he gives it to the zayna. Now this animal becomes possible as a carbon via the din of esen zayna. But to the extent the animal is hektish, so it's not his anyways. If it's not his, it never falls into the halacha of esen zayna. Pretty straightforward. The problem is that the Gemara brings a braisa, and the Gemara says, you know why this halacha is true? It's learned from a pasuk. And the Gemara says, a pasuk? I need a pasuk for. It's all pasuk. How could an animal of hektish be an esnan zayna? Ein adam oiser, davish ein eshalach. It has to be your animal. It's your animal, you give it to a zayna memela. But it's not yours, it belongs to hektish. So if it belongs to hektish, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that there's no halach of esnan zayna by hektish? It's pasuk there's no halach of esnan zayna by hektish. Because you don't own it. So the Gemara is going to say in that context, Amar Rabbi Shaya, that my Rabbi Shaya said, I'm going to tell you Pshat. Pshat, we were talking about a carbon Pesach, and it's talking about where the owner of the carbon Pesach, when he was mafreshit, he left back a little bit of chulin. And the reason he left back a little bit of chulin is because he knew he was going to sell shears. And he knew that the person was going to buy the shears using hektish money. And he wanted that money to be chulin. So he needed a little bit of chulin to transfer the kedusha of the money onto the animal. It's like this, the money would be yitzel chulin. But I'll call upon him, it's in that context, we're speaking this out for a reason, I'm telling you. It's for that reason that Chazal went and they said, that's why this person went, that it's possible to have an animal that's going to be chulin. You have an animal that's chulin, there would have been a habamita, maybe it should be included in the halach of esnan zayna, kamash malon, that it's not included in the halach of esnan zayna. So again, that's the Teresh of Alpeh, what the Gemara is about to do. Now let's see it inside. So again, the question is, the Braisa said, if somebody was mafresh a carbon Pesach, he now wants to sell shears in those carbon Pesach, in that carbon Pesach. A yid comes to him with hektish money, and he says, here's the money. He sells him the shears. The money magically, miraculously becomes chulin. And the question is, hey, hektish, chalal, hektish, diktani, moish, of yodei chulin. So zok the Gemara on the top of that tzadik amin aleph, amir Abaya. So Abaya said like this, ilav doik me rabbi shayelahi, bin meman ezoyna al pischoy, virebi, with not for the fact that Rabbi Shaya was Moikim Hahi. What's Hahi? That Mishnah. Which Mishnah? The Mishnah Masechtas Temura. The Mishnah Masechtas Temura that says that you can't use, that there's no halacha of Esnan Zoyna by an animal that's hektish, but only because of a pasuk. And the question was, why do we need a pasuk? And Rabbi Shai explained that Mishnah, that it's talking about that the hektish was a carbon pesach. It's going according to Rebbe that holds that a carbon pesach can potentially be mama and baila. If we're not for the fact Abaya said that Rabbi Shnaya said that Havim Bokmino Lahi Bekachim Kalin Maliba the Rabbi Yosi Aglili, I would have said a different shot on that Mishnah Masechtas Tmura. Again, you see, we're supposed to know what this Mishnah Masechtas Tmura is as we're learning the Gemara. That's what we had to speak at the Torah about that. So said Abaya, were it not for the fact that Rabbi Shnaya explained that Mishnah Masechtas Tmura the way he did, I would have explained it differently. I would have said, you have a kashim, why do you need a pasuk to tell me that there's a halacha of, or that there's no halacha of eslan zayna by behemoth that's hektish, typically it's not yours anyways. I would have said a more simple teretz. Maybe the hektish over there is kachim kalin. Now, libid rabbi yisrael aglili, it's going to rabbi yisrael aglili, dama, kachim kalim, mamim bailim. Rabbi yisrael aglili has a shita that kachim kalim is mamim bailim. That even though kachim kadashim is for sure not yours, but kachim kalim, someone's mafish shlomim, it still belongs to you. This shita of rabbi yisrael aglili comes up in many, many sugis and shas. It's rabbi yisrael aglili shita. It's rabbi Abaye said the truth is rabbi Shai didn't have to say pshat in that bright Mishnah and Tumur the way he did. He could have said more pasha. You have a kashna, why do you need a pasuk to tell me that there's no asan zayna by hektish, typically it's not yours anyways? No, it's not true. It's possible for hektish to be yours. Kachim kalim, valibid rabbi yaisin aglili. Avo be pesach, abayasin. As it relates to carbon pesach, loy mishai rinish. I would have disagreed with Rabbi Shai's premise. I would have thought that there's no such thing that a person leaves over any part of a carbon pesach. Stating that, bimo is vada mishai rinish. But as it relates to a person that is mafresh money to buy a carbon pesach, he would be mishayir a little bit. What he would probably do is he'd probably leave out a little bit of money. And it's for that reason, the braisa that said, meaning our braisa, that said that if somebody uses hektish money to buy a carbon pesach, that lucky money becomes chulin. It's going according to Rabbi. And the reason the money is chulin is because b'mois vadim mishayinish. Like I just said, b'mois when it comes to the money, a person is for sure going to be mishay. But as it relates to the Mishnah Masechtas Tmura, that Rabbi Shai was making k'rebi, like mikminulah not k'rebi. I would not have agreed to that because I think the pesach l'mishayinish. I think when it comes to a carbon pesach, a person is really not Mishaya. Now, Abaye explained. This is mamish written in a very... Now, going back to the original Braisa, once we just said that there is a Shittas Rabbi Yosi that holds that all hektish is mum and bailim, so why don't we just say that the Mishnah in... or the Braisa that discussed selling the carbon pesach where the money becomes chulin, maybe that's also going according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. And maybe if you work with Rabbi Yosi Aglili, so maybe then you can understand the halach a little bit better. So Abaye said that idea is dead on arrival. Why? Because this Braisa had a sefer, the simpler part of the Braisa. And what did the sefer of the Braisa say? If somebody sells his oil and his shlomim, it's nothing. Why? If you sell your shlomim, it's nothing. Shlomim is kachim kal, oil is kachim kadashim. But a shlomim is kachim kal, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, if you sell your carbon shlomim, it shouldn't be nothing. So that for sure is not going to work. Now, Abaye said like this, in short. He said, well, if not for the fact that Rabbi Shaya learned Pshat in the Mishnah Masechtas Tmura the way he did, I would have said that Pshat in the Braisa, that if somebody uses his hektish money to buy shears in a carbon pesach, the money becomes chulin. It's because the person that was makdish the money was Mishayer in the kedushin of the money. And that's why the halach is that even after he uses it to buy the carbon pesach, it's going to end up being chulin. However, hash, the look me Rabbi Shaya, lahi b'mana zayin al pischei v'rebi. But now that Rabbi Shaya did learn Pshat in the Mishnah Masech this Tmur the way he did, he didn't want the Mishnah Tmur to be going according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that it's talking about kachim kalim, mamim bailim. But rather, he said it's talking about the carbon pesach, be the Rebbe, Shmamina, the Sfrile, Philip Pischa, Mishayer, Inish. So you see, he holds this Svara that Philip Pischa, a person is Mishayer. Oh, if a person is Mishayer and Pischa, then for sure, Pshat in the Bryce is going to be that the reason the money is going to become Chulin is because a little bit of the carbon Pesach ended up being Chulin, and as a result, the money that's hektish transfers onto that chelik of the carbon pesach, and that's how it ends up being chulin. So essentially, all Abaye said is that there's really two ways for you to be able to say pshat in the braisa. Either the person that was mafresh the carbon pesach was mashayir a little bit, or the person that was mafresh the money was mashayir a little bit. Either way, it would work how the money ends up being chulin. Abaye just said it in a whole way, which was that Rabbi Shaya, who explained pshat in the Mishnah Masechtas Tmura, that it's going according to Rabbi, obviously Obviously, he held that a person's Mashiach in the carbon. So Abai said, okay, if he held his Mashiach in the carbon, he held his Mashiach in the carbon. He says, you want to know me? I would have learned Pshat in that Mishnah Masechtas Mura differently. I would have said it has nothing to do with a person being Mashiach in a carbon Pesach. I would have said it's going according to Yesi Aglili, Kachem Kalam, Amamailam. And that's why you own your Kachem Kal. You own your Kachem Kal. There would have been a Havamina, Ben Benoit Shalavamina, that maybe it can be Chal on the Desnan Zaina, Kamash on a Pasik, then. That's what we're talking a lot about Rabbi Shaya. Again, in the spirit of going backwards. So now let's figure out what exactly is Rabbi Shai? The time we learned in the Mishnah, if somebody gave Hekdesh as an Esnan, this is the Mishnah Masechtas Tmura, Harei Lumutar. The halacha is, the Esnan is not Chal. Oif is the Chul. What if somebody gave an Oif? Harei Lu Asurim, then it is Chal. Because really, you could have made a kalvachim. Ma mikdashim shamum poisalim in esnan mechir chaloleim. Ma the hektish that has a psul balmum. Hektish that has a mum, you can't bring as a carbon. There's no halacha of esnan. There's no halacha of mechir. Oif moishain amum poisalim. An oif that doesn't have a psul mum, right? An oif that's hektish doesn't have a halacha of mum. Tamus vizachrus bibehema. There ain't tamus vizachrus ba'oifes. So an oif doesn't have to be a tam. There's no psalm. So in a din shein esnan u'mechir chal aleim. So you would have thought kal v'chaymer, an oif shouldn't be subject to the laws of esnan. Talmud loymer. It says l'chol neder. Le'savi esnan zayin u'mechir kal beis Hashem l'kechel l'chol neder. We learn from the rabbi says oifes that oifes are included. So okay, now kal v'chaymer l'mukdash me'yata. If I know that an oif is included in esnan, let's make the reverse kal v'chaymer. Let's say hektish should for sure be included in the kal in esnan. Ma oifes ein mehamum poislem esnan mechir chal aleim. Madach oifes that doesn't have a psalm mum has a psul esan mechir mukdashin shamum poislem hektish that does have a psul mum enoy din she esan mechur chalalim certainly esan mechir should be chal tamalayim lechol neder prat le nader lechol neder something that I could make into a nether is included as opposed to something that's already nader something that's already aser. Bottom line, hektish doesn't have the halacha of esnan. How do you know it doesn't have the halacha of esnan? At the end of the day, it's a pasuk lechol neder prat le nader elon. This was Rabbi Shai. What's the havamina that it should be chal iser esnan on hektish? It's not yours. If it's not yours, how can you make it aser? Right? An esnan is an animal that is now going to be aser to go on the mizbeach. I can't take something that's not mine and make it aser. So a person doesn't have the ability to take hektish and convert it into an esnan. Because essentially what he's then doing is he's being oiser davar she'enoi shaloi. So that's not something that he should be able to do. I'm Rabbi Shnaya. So it was regarding that Rabbi Shnaya said, b'memana zoyna al pischoi v'rabbi hi. It's talking about where it was a carbon Pesach, where a person was memana zoyna on his carbon Pesach. It's going with Rabbi. Al-Kopanim, this is where Rabbi Shnaya said his halacha, that a person has the ability to carve out a little bit of his carbon Pesach. Zok to gemar my Rabbi. Okay, so now we figured out who Rabbi Shai is. So who is Rabbi? The Tanya we learned in the Brisa, and Yimet Habayis Miyos Misa, Hachmiyeu Misa. So the Gemara is darshaning the pasuk as follows. In Yimet Habayis Miyos Misa, this Chabura is bringing a carbon Pesach, but they're low on funds. Vim Yimet Habayis, they don't have money. So the halacha is, Miyos Misa, Hachayeu Misa. You can use the Se to raise money. What does that mean? You could sell shears in the animal, take the money, and use the money for things that you need for the carbon Pesach. Buy wood, anything that you'll need from the carbon Pesach. But to use it, for your own personal needs, that you can't do. Rabbi Yoimi, Rabbi says, you can even raise the money now for personal needs. Shem ein loy. For example, if you don't have money, but you want money. You could sign someone up to your animal. And your money's going to end up being chulin. And why does this work? Because when a person's makdish is carbon Pesach, this is what he does. This is where Rebbe says mefurish, what the Bryson said. Right, the Bryson said simply, if someone's maman is somebody on his carbon Pesach, he gets money for it, the money goes chulin. Rebbe said it in a slightly more dramatic way. But the point is that this is where Rebbe said clearly that if a person has a carbon Pesach, he can raise money and he can even take that money to go and kedei mekha, you can do whatever he wants with it. So before we finish, the Gemara said, Rabbi, Rabbi Zeir, those machloikis, Rabbi, Rabbi Zeir, had to understand this machloikis, Rabbi, the Chacham Chadama once said, pe'etim litzli yasoi kuliyam aloi pligi. If a person wanted to take the money that he sold his shears for, and buy wood, for example, to roast the carbon Pesach Avada. You could do that. Give it to Kanta the Pesach, go for the Pesach Domi. You're using it for the carbon Pesach, you look at it as being part of the carbon Pesach. Keep pleading, what's the machlokes? The matzah umar. The machlokes is if you want to use it for matzah umar, geshmaki gemara, rabban, it's savri, the rabbanon hold, hachil achriti. Matzah umar is a whole different deal. For Rabbi Sover, kim de chshneri the Pesach, go for the Pesach Domi. No, you need it for the carbon Pesach. Why do you need it for the carbon Pesach? Because the carbon Pesach had to be eaten together with matzah umar. So again, it was machlokes Rabbi Reb Zeira. What the machlokes Rabbi the Chacham was? One man said the machlokes was matzah umar. The chad amar said no, but matzah umar not because I'm a little pligi. Everyone else can use it for matzah umar. The chsev al matzah is umeroyim yoichlu. Ironically, the Gemara brings which pasuk? Pesach sheni, not the Pesach rishon. Like in Seichel Amikdash Gehillah, the Belzeruv and Rabbi Yasha, the Kim the Machshir in the Pesach Ninu, because being that Natzah and Mar are part of the carbon Pesach and Pesach Lami, we treat them like the carbon Pesach. Keep leaving. What's the machlokes? Likach by chaluk to buy a shirt, likach by talis to buy a rekel. Rabban and Tzavi, the Rabban and Homi Yais Misam Rachman Achiel Lisneh. You can only do it for the set. Rabbi Snubber, Rabbi says, no, you can even do it for yourself. The bottom line is, this is Rabbi. Rabbi really is the Bryce's halacha. So just to stop for 1 second, a little prematurely. And that is, we started today's daf with a Bryce. The Bryce said, Hamemana acherim imay al pischoy v'alchagi gosoy. Somebody has a carbon pesach, he wants to sell shears in his carbon pesach. He's trying to raise a few shekels. Somebody else was mafresh money for a carbon pesach. It's a good shidduch. He goes, he gives him money. He gets now a chelik of his carbon Pesach. The halach is the money becomes chulin. The Gemara says, how did the money become chulin? Doesn't make any sense. If you take hektish and you buy chulin, so the hektish transfers onto the thing that you bought, the mail, the money becomes chulin. But I bought hektish using hektish money. Where'd the hektish go? How did it become chulin? That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara gave an extremely long-winded answer. And the Gemara's teretz is, you have to say one of two things. Either you have to say that when a person's makdish a carbon pesach likatchila, he carves out a little bit of the kedusha, knowing that he may want to sell the shears, so that there'll be a chelik that will be chulin, so that if he sells the shears to someone that's buying it using hektish money, the kedusha of the money will transfer to the chulin that's in the animal. That will make the money go to chulin. That's one mahalach of how this can possibly work. Or maybe the opposite. It's the person that's mafresh the money. He carves out a little bit of kedusha on the money. It's like this, there'll be chulin. Why does he want it to be chulin? If I end up using the money to buy shears, let the guy who gets this money be able to use it as chul. Another thing that emerged from the Gemara is that really the halach of the Braisa is b'machloike shenui. Now everybody agrees with it. It's shitas Rebbe. Rebbe's shita is that a person has the right v'myimat habayis mihiyois miseh hachayeo miseh. You can take the money and you can use it as if it's chulin. Rabbanan argued, Rabbanan said, no, machlokes Rabbi Reb Zeir, exactly what the machlokes is. But essentially, the Braisa is shitas Rebbe, and we have two mahalchim how to understand Rebbe. Abaya was the Mora d'Shmaitz in our sugya, as he often is. And he said that Rabbi Shaya, when explaining a Mishnah Masechtas Tmura, clearly took the position that the Pshat in Rebbe, and therefore the Pshat in the Braisa, is that when a person's mafresh a carbon pesach, he carves out a little bit. He said it to explain how there would have been a havamina that hektish could be a nesna. And he says, talking about a carbon pesach, that's not 100% hektish. Oh, he said in Mefurish, that a carbon pesach could potentially not be 100%. So Abaye said, if Rabbi Shnaya said it, I'm going to defer. However, you want to know what I would have said? I would have disagreed. I would have said the Mishnah Tumur is going to be Yisrael, clearly that Kachem Kalim's Mom Bailam, that's why there would have been a havamina that it could be a nesna. And the Braisna, Rebbe Shita, the carve-out wasn't in the animal. The carve-out was really in the, it was in the money. Zok to Gemara. Ular ba'ya dama. According to Abaye, that said he loved the ikmi Rabbi Shai, lahi ben manazayin al pischa v'rebi. Have a magmira, l'bikach kal libra, yitzak libra, makach makal mamim ba'iluhu. Have a bepesach, loy mishayir inish. Meaning Abaye said that I would not have learned like Rabbi Shai. A person's not Mashiach in the carbon Pesach. You know what you're Mashiach? In the money you're Mashiach. Hoktani behed yefrek to Gemara. How could Abaye have said that? How can you say that, Abaye? Rebbe himself explained his shita. What did he say? Shamanas kenik dishi Yisrael es pischa. Go back to Rebbe inside. Rebbe Yomer af mikdei mekach. Shem einloi memana achayim ayal pischa v'chagi gosse. Umayu shavi yaday chulun shamanas kenik dishi Yisrael es pischa emes mefurish. So the Gemara says, Ema, Abaye would have had no choice. Abaye would have been madchik. He would have forced the pshat in Rebbe. He would have said, Shalmanas kein hiktishu Yisrael mo'is pischeim. Not Almanas kein hiktishu Yisrael es pischeim, but rather Almanas kein hiktishu Yisrael mo'is pischeim. Zok the Gemara weiter. Part 2 of the daf. So the Mishnah now is going to shift its focus from the halachos of only being able to be part of a Karban Pesach if you're from the Minuin, if you register on the Karban Pesach, to a halacha that's come up a few times, some of the more challenging Gemaras, to be honest, and that is a Tameh who Yudal and Nisan needs to bring a Karban Pesach. So how does Tumah relate with the halachas of Karban Pesach? This is obviously going to segue into the laws of Pesach Sheni, which is going to be the topic now of the next Perek, and really the sugyas up until we learn Perek Arvei Pesach. But the context over here is going to be someone that on the 14th day of Nisan was Tameh. So we just have to reacquaint ourselves for a moment with some of the halachas of Tumah V'Tayra. We'll only go through what we need specifically for the daf. So everyone that's Tameh, in order for him to be Tar, had to go to the mikvah. Not only have to go to the mikvah, but he had to wait until the sun set, and only then did he be Tar. Uba HaShemesh V'Tar. So if someone's Tameh, if he's Tameh because he came in contact with a Sheretz or an Avela, it doesn't matter what it is. He will have to, at some point, go to the mikvah, wait for the sun to set. That night, he's going to end up being Tar. That's true for every single person that's Tameh. Our Mishnah is going to talk specifically about a Zava, and a Shemeres Yavam. So we'll go in order. The first that the Mishnah talks about is the Zav. A Zav is a man that had some sort of emission that emerged from his body, similar to Shechva Zera, but not Shechva Zera. So the halacha is as follows. If it happens one time, he's Tameh for one day. He's treated like a Balkari. Just like someone that's Maitzi Shechva Zera, biblically, is Tameh. He has to go to the mikvah, Uba Hashemesh V'Taher. Someone that has one Re'iyah, even if it's the Re'iyah of Ziva, not the Re'iyah of Keri, he has the same halachic status. If a Zav has two Re'iyahs, he becomes Tameh for 7 days. 7 days, Shivan Nekiyim, and then on the seventh day, he goes to the mikvah, sun sets, then he's going to be Tar. So instead of being Tar for 1 day, 7 days. If somebody is a Zav because he had three Re'iyahs, three successive days, so then the halach is, he is Tameh for 7 days, and then on the eighth day, he has to bring a carbon. So he comes into the category Mechusa Kippurim, where it's not enough that he waits the 7 days, it's not enough that he goes to the mikvah, it's not enough that the sun sets, but rather he would have to bring a carbon, and only after he brings the carbon, on the eighth day, is he going to be Tar. A Shemeres Yavam. What's a Shemeres Yavam? So, Midai Raisa, the laws of Nida are really divided into two sets of days. There's the 7 day tkufa, and then there's the 11 day tkufa. The Shemeres Yoim Keneged Yoim is Negeya the 11 days. During the 11 days, the halach is as follows. If a woman sees Dam one time during that 11 day tkufa, so the halach is she's Shemeres Yoim Keneged Yoim, which means she's Tameh for a day, and then that 1 day she would have to be Tar, and as long as she goes 1 day of Nikiyin, meaning she doesn't see any Dam, the halach is she becomes Tar. What happens if she saw Dam 2 days in a row during that 11 day period? So then the halach is again, she would have to be Shemeres Yoim Keneged Yoim. So if on day one of this 11 day tkufa she sees Dam, so b'sheni shalosh, she needs to be Tar, and if she is, she's good to go. If she saw Dam b'yom rishon and b'yom sheni, then b'shlishi shalosh, on the third day, she would have to be Tar. If she sees Dam 3 days in a row, so now already she becomes a Zava. What's the halacha of a Zava? She needs Shiva Nekiyim, and then on the eighth day, she had to bring a carbon. Today, b'zman hazeh, every woman that sees Dam is b'cheskas, that maybe she's a Zava Gedayla, and that's why every single Nida today has Shiva Nekiyim. But midday rice, every Nida didn't need Shiva Nekiyim. It's only a Zava Gedayla. So again, we're discussing specifically Dam Nida that happens during the 11 of the 7-11, which is really not referred to as Nida, but rather it's referred to as Ziva. If she sees it one time, she Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. 1 day. What does she do during that 1 day? She goes to the mikvah, she waits for the sun to set, she's good. If she was Shemeres Yom, if she saw it twice, it's the same exact thing. 3 times, then she's already like dissolved. She needs 7 days, Shiva Nekiyim, plus she would have to bring a carbon in order for it to be Tar. So with that introduction, Zok the Mishnah. Zav Shirosh, Dei Re'iyos, a Zav that had 2 Re'iyos. Now it's the 7th day, and the 7th day is Yud Dal and Nisan. So what does the Zav have to do on the 7th day? He just has to go to the mikveh, and he has to wait for the sun to set. The question is, could he bring a carbon Pesach on that day? The Shechita, the 5th mitzvah in the Sefer HaChinuch, happens on the 7th day. You're going to eat it that night. Then you'll be Tar. But right now, at this time of Akrava, So you don't have to go into the Azara. So, you know, maybe it's not a big deal. Maybe you can have it brought on your behalf, says the Mishnah. Yeah. Shoichnat in Allah Bishvi. The Allah is, they can shecht on his behalf. Meaning he can't go into the Azara. But on his behalf, the carbon could be brought, even though he's tummy at the time. That's the chiddush. It doesn't matter. It's going to be okay. Rosh Shalosh. What would be if he saw 3 days in a row, Shoichnat in Allah Bishvini Shalai? On the seventh day, it's not Nogeya. Why? Because he's tummy on the seventh day. He's even going to be tummy at night. If the eighth day falls out on Yudal Nisan, then already it's going to be okay. Meaning, here's the point. It's okay if he's tame at the time that the Karban Pesach is being brought, as long as he'll be tahar when it comes time to eat the Karban Pesach. So if he's a Zav Bal Shtei Riyos, he's tame for 7 days. The night after the 7 days, he's already going to be tahar. So let them bring it on his behalf. He doesn't have to walk into the Azara. Tommy's allowed to bring a carbon. It's not a problem. The only thing is you have to make sure you'll be able to eat it at night. I will be able to eat it at night. So based on that, it's not going to be a problem. If you're a Zav Bal Shalosh Riyos, and the seventh day falls on Yodal Nisan, then it's a problem. Why? Because you're still going to be Tameh at night. If the eighth day falls on Yodal Nisan, it's good. Then you have to bring a carbon at night. You'll be able to eat the carbon pass. Shemeres Yoim, Kineged Yoim. What about Shemeres Yoim, Kineged Yoim? Shoichnan Olea V'Sheni Shalom. So there the halacha is that one day that she's being Shemeres, I mean, she's thought down 1 day, now she has to be clean for 1 day. If that 1 day is Yudal and Nisan, there's no problem to bring a carbon pesach on her behalf. At night, she'll be tar anyway. She'll be able to eat from Rosh Hashanah. And what if she saw 2 days in a row? Sheikhtan Allah Bishlishin. Then on the 3rd day, again, she's a Shemeres Yom Kinah Gidim. It's not an issue. V'hazava Sheikhtan Allah Bishmini. As it relates to Hazava, then anyway, the only time you can check for her is on the 8th day. Why? On the 8th day, she'll bring her carbon that night again. She's going to be tar. Amar Rav Yudam Rav. So the Gemara is going to start with a statement that Rav said. And the Gemara is going to be shakal vitari. The Gemara is going to go back and forth trying to understand clearly Shnitas Rav. And in the course of understanding Shnitas Rav, the Gemara will obviously tap into our Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of his great Rabbi Rav, Shoichatim Vizarkin Al Tfolyon. You're allowed to do the Shechita, you do the Zrika, you can bring a carbon pesach on behalf of someone that's a Tfolyon. However, you can't do the shechita and the zrika on behalf of someone that's tamei sharetz. So first, the definitions. What's a tfolyon? A tfolyon is someone that's tamei. He already went to the mikvah. Once he goes to the mikvah, he's a tfolyon. Meaning, even though he's not tar yet, because he's not going to be tar until the sun sets at night. But once he goes to the mikvah, he's a tfolyon. The poshut understanding is that a tfolyon, qualitatively speaking, is less tamei than an ordinary tamei. Meaning, a tful yoim, there's a decrease, be'echos, not quantitatively, but qualitatively in the degree of Toma. What's a mechosek Kippurim? Mechosek Kippurim is a person that already went to the mikvah, the sun already set, but he still has to bring a carbon. So, for example, the Zav on the 8th day before he brings the carbon is going to be considered mechosek Kippurim. So, if you just said in the name of Rav, you could do shchit, you could do zrik on behalf of a tefol yoy, you could do it on behalf of a mechosek Kippurim, but the inshaykh the mezorg and al tamei sheretz. But you can't do shchit of a zrika on behalf of somebody that's a tamei sheretz. What does that mean? A tamei sheretz that didn't go to the mikvah yet, obviously. Because if you went to the mikvah already, then it's a tfolyon. So tamei sheretz, it's like a very, very lenient tuma. But at the same time, if you didn't go to the mikvah yet, you can't do shechita v'zrika. So basically what Rav is saying is once there's you're a tfolyon or you're a mechosek kippurim, so qualitatively your level of tuma is decreased, that's when you have the halacha that a karmi pesach can be brought on your behalf. If, however, the person didn't even go to the mikvah yet, so he's a full-fledged tummy, nothing's changed, even though he has the ability to go to the mikvah, Zak Rashi, doesn't matter. I don't care that you could. Tachlis, you didn't go. And right now you're a full-fledged tummy. There's no off. Ulam ular. He said, Afshnech the mizorg and a tummy sheretz. No, even a tummy sheretz, you can do shechit the mizorg. What's pshat and ula? And a chanami didn't go to the mikvah. But at the end of the day, tachlis, is it, you can go to the mikvah now, and by the night, you'll be tar. So, you have to be a tful yoyim. Rav holds you have to be a tful yoyim or a mechosek kippurim. According to Ula, there's no reason you should have to. So, tomorrow, the Rav, according to Maishan, tful yoyim, the chazil orta. Why a tful yoyim? Could you bring the carbon pesach? I right now is tummy at the time you're bringing it to Eretz, because at night he's going to be like, tummy sheretz, nami chazal orta. The tummy sheretz is also going to be good at night. Mar says, no, mechos et tefillah. He still has to go to the mikvah. It's right. Tful yom nami mechos erev shemesh. The tful yom needs the sun to set. Now, shemesh v'melar, but that's going to happen on its own. You going to the mikvah, maybe it's not going to happen. Mechos kippurim, oh, it's a good kasha. What about mechos kippurim, ha mechos kapara? He still needs to bring his carbon. You're telling me that not going to the mikveh is a chisaroin maisa, so therefore you can't bring the carbon pesach on your behalf. Not bringing a carbon when you have to is also mechusa maisa. So Gemara says Shekinah is talking about where he's about to bring the carbon. He's holding the carbon in his hand. Tamei sheretz nami ari mikveh lefanav. So who said the case of tamei sheretz is not when the mikveh is there? The Gemara says don't pasha, but he may not go into the mikveh. Maybe he won't bring the carbon. No, going to masrin the lebez. So we already gave it over to bez. Ukid Rab Shmaya. No, Amar Rab Shmaya said chazaka in bezin shokiyadam only mishamach shichul moish beshoifers. There was a chazaka that bezin always took care of business. They did whatever they had to do. So if you gave the animals over to bezin, then we assume that it's for sure going to get done. The mikveh may not get done as it relates to the carbon. That's for sure going to be done. That's this chazaka to Gemara ula Rav. So it comes out like this. Rav started off with a chid. After further review, we understand Pshan and Rav. What's the Pshan and Rav? It's because Rav holds there's a chashash, you may not go to the mikveh. Meaning, midday raisa, there's no difference between a tful yoim and a mechusik yipurim and a tamei sheretz. It's just a rabbinic decree. Chazal will worry that you may not go to the mikveh. If you don't go to the mikveh, so that's a problem. Talk to Gemara, will the Rav midday raisa mechusachos? Really, the rice, it's okay. For Rabbanon, the Gazri Bey, it's only the Rabbanon. I have a problem with that. Allah, Mamma, why did Rav say, Mitamen Echmi and Mesheretz? Not so long ago, we learned the Gemara. What happened if half the Yidden were Tame and half the Yidden were Tar? So you can't bring a Pesach, you have a problem. So what they do? So Rav's idea was, be Mitama one person with a Sheretz. What's the Kashna? What's the idea of being Mitama somebody with a Sheretz? Now, Roiv of the Yidden are Tame. But if someone that's Tomei Tomei Sheretz really could bring the carbon Pesach, so it's not Tomei Tomei Tzibur, Tomei Tzibur, he's on the other side of the balance sheet, right? We thought we put him on the Tomei side, he's actually on the Tara side. So how does this Rav stand with that Rav? Rav that said, make a person Tomei, now Rav of the Yidana Tomei, that's all good if you understand Rav literally. In Sheikh Nevezar Kanal Tomei Sheretz. But now that you tell me that really Rav holds Sheikh Nevezar Kanal Tomei Sheretz, it's only the Rabbanon. If it's only the Rabbanon, then it shouldn't work in that Sugya. So Gemara says, you're right. Elo the Rav and the Raisa and Amelie Chazi. You have to say, according to Rav, in Sheikh Nevezar Kanal Tomei Sheretz is a din day Raisa. What's the Makarta? The Chsif Ish Kiya Tomei Lenefesh. Sakti Gemara. Milo Eskin Ish Chol Shvi Ish Loi Is Berev A Pesach. Right? When do you bring a Pesach Sheni if you were Tomei Lenefesh? So Rav said like this. Aren't we talking about any Tomei Lenefesh? Meaning even someone who the seventh day, so someone that's Tomei Tomas Meis, he had to wait 7 days too. What happened on the seventh day? They had to be sprinkled from the paradum. He didn't bring a carbon. He was sprinkled on from the paradum and then he became tar. So Rav said, aren't we talking even about a case where the seventh day fell out on Erev Pesach, Tahinu Tumas Sheretz, which is the equivalent to Tumas, not Tumas Sheretz, no Sheikhes, this is Tumas Meis, this is Tumas Sheretz. But it's the equivalent to Tumas Sheretz. Why is it the equivalent to Tumas Sheretz? Because a Tumi Meis on the seventh day all he needs to do now is just wait until tonight. And he'll be okay. Tonight he could be tar. That's like a Tumas Sheretz. And still you see in the Torah that he gets pushed off the Pesach Sheni. So from the fact that a Tomei Meis, when his seventh day fell out on Yudal and Nisan, gets pushed off the Pesach Sheni, that's a Raya, says the Gemara, that a Tomei Sheretz also gets pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Must be, if the Tomei Sheretz gets pushed off the Pesach Sheni, that ein sheikh him vizarkin al Tomei Sheretz. But the Gemara says, mimai, dahachi savalok, v'chite mimai dahachi. How do you know that's the case? Meaning, who said? We made an assumption. We said that when it says in the Torah someone that's Tomei Meis gets pushed off the Pesach Sheni, it's even if the seventh day fell out in Yudal Nisan. Oh, that's a raya. Ain't Sheikh Nevezar Kanal Tomei Sheretz. So Tomei Sheretz is the equivalent to a Tomei Meis on the seventh day. Maybe not. Maybe if it falls out on the seventh day, it's not true. Maybe it falls out on the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, or sixth, it's true. Maybe not in the seventh. So the Gemara saw the Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Tmei Meis Mitzvah Yishchal Shviya Shleyed Beres Pesach. The real time story, the original Pesach Sheni, that we're going to talk about in Hashem in the coming days. The original Pesach Sheni that happened in the Midbar happened with a situation where there were Yidden that were Tmei Meis, they were Tmei Meis Mitzvah, and the seventh day of their Tumah fell out on Erev Pesach. That's what happened. That was the real story. And Chazal Darshan, it was that day they couldn't do it, but tomorrow they couldn't have been able to. And so the Torah says, Nitchu. Bottom line is, what's Pshan and Rav that holds that a Tumah Sheretz can't bring a carbon Pesach? It's not a Durabon and a Gzeri, may not go to the Mikvah. It's really a Din Deraisa. How do you know it's a Din Deraisa? From the other Rav. Rav said that if you make someone Tumah Sheretz, he tips the scale for Tumat Shebetziba, Tumat Choye Betziba. What's the makar to it? If it's a deraisa, there has to be a source in the Torah. Oh, the source is because the original Pesach Sheni was brought by people that were Tmei, Tumas Meis, when the seventh day fell out on Yud Al Nisan, and if your seventh day falls out on Yud Al Nisan, you're the equivalent of a Tumei Sheretz. It's the same exact thing. Because tonight, you're going to be Torah. Zok Timar Tam. Don't know in our Mishnah, Zav Shosh, that saw two Rios, so he's Tumei for 7 days, he doesn't need a carbon. Only if he had three Rios, he needs a carbon. If he has two Rios, he doesn't need a carbon. So the halach is his seventh day. If it falls on Yud Al Nisan, he can bring the carbon Pesach. My love, the late Tavol. Aren't we talking about where he didn't go to the mikveh yet? That's the assumption of the Gemara. V'shmami nosh, eichem zarkal tamei sheretz. You see, even not a tefol yom, even if he didn't go to the mikveh, the halach is he can bring. The Gemara says, "Lo yitavol." Tavol is talking about where he went to the mikveh. Yitavol, my kamashmol. What's the chiddush? So the Gemara, what do you mean? Kamashmol? I've got the mechuser of shemesh. Right now, he's still tamei. He has to wait until tonight until he tar. Kamashmol on the shemesh of meila arva. The chiddush is that being that the sun sets on its own, you have nothing to worry about. Okay, now Mr. Abra, and the Gemara says, "I'll prove it to you." So the Gemara is going to make a nice long cheshman. What's the proof? Because the Sefer the Mishnah said, the same is true for a Zav, if who had three Riyos, if his eighth Nei falls on a Yud Al Nisan, same exact halachum, you can bring it on his behalf. So the Mishnah said two halachas. A Zav Bal Shtei Riyos when the seventh day fell on Yud Al Nisan, and a Zav Bal Shalosh Riyos when the eighth day fell on Yud Al Nisan. Here's the question. What do we need both cases for? Once I know one, I know the other. Right? It seems redundant. I mean, the Mishnah is being wordy, but usually it's not. Right? There's enough places where the Mishnah didn't say things that would have made the Gemara's a lot easier, because that's the Derech in the Mishnah. So why are we talking so much? So the Gemara says like this. If when the Mishnah said, is that he can bring the carbon Pesach. It's talking about when he already went to the mikvah. It's the rech. Then I understand why the Mishnah has to tell me even the Zav Bal Sholish Rias. Because I would have thought Rosh Dei Rias B'Shvi Hud Loi Mechusam Maisa. Maybe only when he saw two Rias and he already went to the mikvah. So what's missing? The sun to set. That's not a Maisa, because that's just going to happen. So maybe over there that's not Loch. Abba Rosh Sholish B'Shmini De Mechusam Maisa. Mechusam Kapara Loi. But maybe when you need to bring a carbon on the eighth day, you're not just Mechusam Herif Shemesh. Now you're mechusa ma'isa. Maybe not. Kamashmol, and that's the chiddush. The avagav to mechusa kapara. Shaykh the mezarkin lavei. That even though you're missing a kapara, still you could do the shkeli. Am rosh dei riyos b'shvid loy tavu. But if you're going to tell me that when the Mishnah said zav shirosh dei riyos, and the seventh day now fell out on Yud Al Nisan, it's talking about we didn't do the tefillah yet, then ra shalish b'shmini lamali. So what's the chiddush of when you saw three riyos and the eighth day fell out on Yud Al Nisan? Why is it not a chiddush? Hashdi eish noima rosh dei riyos b'shvid loy tavu. The motto, the tummy ma'alyu, shachtin v'zarkin in alavei, ma'adach if you saw two riyos, and you didn't go to the mikveh yet, and the 7 days are Dal Nisan, you're a geheirige tummy, still the halach is, you can check. So rosh, shalosh, bishmini, the tavalei bishvi. So then, for sure, on the eighth day, it should be the same halach. Why? The klisha tumah, because you're actually less tummy on the eighth day than you are on the seventh day. On the seventh day, you're a tful yoim, on the eighth day, you're a mechusa kippurim, like kol shkin de shachtin v'zarkin in elavei. Certainly, you should be able to do the shechita and the zrika. Meaning, what's the chiddush in the third case? Bishleima, if what's the chiddush in the case of the zav bal shtei riyos, the second case? Bishleima, if the zav bal shtei riyos is talking about where he went to the mikveh already, so you don't see that much in that case. All you see is you can bring a carbon pesach on behalf of a tamei that's not mechusar any ma'isa. But maybe if you're mechusar ma'isa not, that's why the Mishnah had to tell me, even if you're mechusar ma'isa, even a zav bal sholosh riyos, that's mechusar kippurim, even then that's going to be the halach. But if you're going to tell me that a zav bal shtei riyos, the halach is you can bring the carbon pesach on his behalf, even if he didn't go to the mikveh yet. So if you know that, then you know mechusar kippurim as well. Why? Because you see already, mechusa meisner is nothing. And if a zav on the seventh day, for sure, a zav on the eighth day. And the reason is because a zav on the eighth day is klisha leitumo. He's actually less tome. He's less tome. And the reason he's less tome is because once the seventh day passes, he went to the mikveh and the sun set already, even though he still needs to bring a carbon, but qualitative, just like we said, a tful yom is less tome than a regular tome, a mechusa kippurim is less tome as well. So the bottom line is, it must be, must be that the zav that was rosh day is talking about where he went to the mikveh already. So the Gemara says that this is actually a raya to Rav, very gishmak. Rav held that Ein shoychtin v'zarkin al tamei sheretz, which means ein shoychtin v'zarkin on someone that's tamei, even though it'll be tar tonight, as long if he didn't go to the mikveh. When the Mishnah said then zav sherosh dei riyos, that on the seventh day the halacha is that he can bring the carbon, it must be talking about when he already went to the mikvah. That would explain then why the Mishnah had to then tell me another case of Zobal Gimel Rias. It only is explained if you accept Rav's halacha. If you don't know like Rav, it's actually going to be Mishnah. But the Gemara says, it's not muchach, this whole piece. Maybe really the Mishnah is talking about where you didn't go to the mikvah. It's Ruch, and still there's a chiddush. I mean, what's the kasha? Once I know a Zobal Shnei Rias that didn't go to the mikvah, the halacha is that once the... that he, you can bring the carbon pesach on his behalf, even though he's mechusa ma'isi, he's mechusa tefila, certainly a mechusa kipurim. Mar says it's a chiddush because all gedai tchmina would have thought that b'shmi who to be yadu l'sakein a zov on the seventh day he can fix his issue. Aval b'shmini on the eighth day when he's mechusa kipurim the imbi yadu l'hakrif carbon he can't bring the carbon on his behalf. He needs the kain to do it for him. So ema pash b'kehanim you would have think that maybe the kehanim would be pasheya, even though kehanim usually is reason. Here we're worried that maybe the kain is going to be pasheya. K'mash like Rav Shmaya, that's the chiddush like Rav Shmaya said that there's always going to be a chazaka. But the bottom line is that we had a machlokes between Rav and Ula. There's clearly an idea that's the halacha of the Mishnah, it's the theme of the second part of the daf, that somebody that's tameh can have a carbon pesach brought on his behalf as long as they'll be tar at night to be able to eat from the carbon pesach. If he won't be tar at night, we're not having this conversation. But as long as they'll be tar at night, the halacha is he can have the carbon pesach brought on his behalf. The question is, what about someone that it's time to shech the carbon pesach and this yid didn't go to the mikveh yet? He's mechusar tefillah. What Rav referred to as a Tomei Sheretz, meaning he didn't go to the mikveh yet, he's a good old-fashioned Tomei Sheretz. Rav said, "In Shaykh Nevezarkan al Tomei Sheretz." Ula argued. He said, "Av Shaykh Nevezarkan al Tomei Sheretz." What emerged from this Gemara is that in the Machloikis, Rav and Ula come at a Nafkemina, had to understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Zav Sherosh Dei Riois, Shaykh Nen Olav Bishvi." So what does it mean, "Zav Sherosh Dei Riois"? Did he go to the mikveh yet, or did he not go to the mikveh yet? According to Rav, it's going to be talking about where he went to the mikveh yet. Because if you didn't go to the mikveh yet, the Zob Bal Shtei Riois B'Shvi Shaloi is the equivalent to the Tamei Sheretz. Ain't Shaykh the Mezarkan, not Tamei Sheretz. According to Ula, it can be talking about even if he didn't go to the mikveh, the Hazav. Then the Mishnah shifted its attention, spoke about a Shemeris Yoim, Keneged Yoim, and a Zava. What did the Mishnah say? A Shemeris Yoim, Keneged Yoim, that Lach is on the day that she's being Shemeris. Whether she saw one day or 2 days, she's always a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. For sure, the halach is you can bring a carbon, you can bring the carbon pesach on her behalf. What about a zava? The zava shaychten aleh b'shmini. As it relates to a zava, you can bring for on the 8th day. Zok tomar Tani Tanika made the Rab Ad Barahava. Tana said over the following day, in the presence of Rab Ad Barahava, a zava shaychten aleh b'shvi shalom. A zava you can bring for on the 7th day. What did the Mishnah say on the 8th day? The Tana said on the 7th. Amalei. So Rab Ad Barahava told the Tana zava b'shvi shalom michazia. She's tamei on the 7th day. And she's not going to be tar, assuming she's a zava, gedayla. She saw 3 riyos. She needs 7 clean days. And then on the 8th day, she's going to bring a carbon. Nobody holds you can bring a on the 7th day if you're not going to be tar until the 8th day. At the very least, you have to be tar at night to be able to eat it. He said, I feel a man da'ama, shaykh ten vizarkan al tamei sheretz. Even Ulot that said, shaykh ten vizarkan al tamei sheretz, hani mili tamei sheretz, chazil urta. Well, at the very least, you'll be tar at night. Aha, but here, adlamacha, masya. The kapar lechnazi, you're not going to be tar until tomorrow. Tomorrow says, you're right, emesh bishmini. Change the garrison and say shmini. Then it should be pashit. Tomorrow says, no, it's not pashit. Just like we said in the ration, the Mishnah. The time I would have thought, mechusa kapara. You would have thought that she's a mechusa kapara. So if she's a mechusa kapara, maybe it should be a problem. Kamash malon, that it's not going to be a problem. Ravina, Amr Ravina said, nida tana kami. Ravina had a different exchange of what this Tana told Rav Ad Barahava. Meaning, at first glance, the Tana told Rav Ad Barahava is something that doesn't really. It's hard to understand. Because he said that a Zav on the 7th day, Yodala Nisa bring the carbon Pesach. There's no such thing. She's not tar until she brings the carbon on the 8th day. So what was the first teretz in the Gemara? Ema Bashmini. Just change the Gersa. Ravina didn't want to change the Gersa. So he learned a little bit differently. He said that, no, what was going on is they weren't discussing a Zav. But rather, what they were discussing was a Nida. They were talking about a Nida. What's the difference between a Nida and a Zav? A Zav is someone that saw Dam 3 days in a row during the 11th day period. So during that 11 days, she saw Dam 3 days in a row. She needs Shiva Nikim, and on the 8th day, she needs to bring a carbon. A Nida is someone that saw Dam during the 7 days of the 7-11, and the Halacha, she's Tamei for 7 days. She's not Tamei for 8 days. She's Tamei for 7 days. She doesn't have to bring a carbon on the 8th day. We'll see, it's a little complicated, but she doesn't have to bring a carbon on the 8th day. So the Gemara says like this. Ravina said that what the Tana said was Nida. That Nida Shaykh Ben Aleh B'Shvi. Nida shaykh ten aleh b'shmi. That makes sense, you would think. Why? Because the Nida doesn't have to bring a carbon on the 8th day. A Zava needs to bring a carbon on the 8th day, not a Nida. But on my leg, even in Ravina's version, Rav Ada Bar Ahava responded, and he said, Nida b'shvi mi chazia? Is she going to be roy on the seventh day? I feel mandam ha-shaykh v'zark al-tamim sheretz. Even could mandam ha-tzeh, shaykh v'zark al-tamim sheretz. That's only the chazi l'orta. Nida l'orta d'shvi hu d'tavl. Now, lacha v'nida is, she has to be tar for 7 full days, and then that night she goes to the mikvah, which really means that she's not tar for kachim, until the next night, until the night after the 8th day. Neither lord to the shmi with the tavla, at shmini of the harif shemesh lechazia. Until the harif shemesh of the 8th day, she's not going to be tar. So Yomar says, you're right. Ele'ema, so even Ravina's pshat, they had no choice but to change the gersa and say b'shmini. Freyta gemar pshita. Hashta umazal v'de mechusar kapara shaykh v'zarkan le'a b'shmini. Nida d'loy mechusar kapara tzmich l'meim d'shachtin v'zarkan. If what the Tana meant to say was that a nida on the 8th day, he'd have the carbon Pesach Boron on his behalf. What's the Chiddush? The Mishnah already said a Zava. If a Zava for sure Nida. Why? Because a Zava and a Nida are both the same. They have to wait until after the 8th day. But a Zava has to bring a carbon on the 8th day. Nida doesn't have to bring a carbon. It's a Madach, the Zava that has to bring a carbon. Certainly the Nida. The Gemara says, no, Nida, it's Rechalei. Hakam Ashmal, you know what the Chiddush is? Bishmini im Bishvi Eloi. Hagufa. The Mishnah, the Tana wasn't coming to say a Chiddush in Hilchos Carbon Pesach. He was saying a Chiddush in Hilchos Nida. He wanted to say over that a Nida doesn't toivel during the day of the 7th day. She needs to wait the full 7 days, go to the mikvah at night, and it's only the following Harif Shemesh that she really becomes Tahar. Ketanya, it's a Braisa, Kol Chayvei Tfilos, Tfilosim Bayoyim. Anyone that goes to the mikvah during the day. Nida V'yoyledes Tfilosim Balayla. At the exception of a Nida and Yoyledes, she goes to the mikvah at night. Ketanya, Yochot, Teta Velasim Bayoyim. You would have thought that Nida should go to the mikvah during the day. Talmud Loim, Shiva, Yom and Tia, Benidasa, Tehem, Benidasa, Kol Shiva, that she should be a Nida for 7 days. V'yoyledes Iskish Lenida, and the Yoyledes is compared to a Nida. Let's make a schol on the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Ha'oinein, someone that's an Oinein. It's Yodal Nisan, he's an Oinein. And because he's an Oinein, right now, he's potter from mitzvahs. But at night, he won't be an oinin anymore. So he'll be able to eat from the carbon Pesach. V'amifakeach es hagal. Somebody works for Hatzalah. He's trying to save somebody's life. And he's literally pulling rocks and bricks off a person. He may end up being tamei. We don't know. He wants the carbon Pesach born on his behalf, because he may be tar. If he's tamei, then it's not negay. He'll have to bring the Pesach Sheni anyways. But he might be tar. Somebody was in Beis Asurim, but he was promised, he was told that he's going to get out on time to bring the Karban Pesach. So he wants someone to bring the Karban Pesach on his behalf. Someone that's a chayla. It's hard for him to eat. He's an old man. But they can't eat a kezayis. Halach is, you can check on their behalf. So these are all people that you would have thought maybe you shouldn't be able to shech the Karban Pesach on that. Maybe you can't include them in a chabura. An oine? Because right now, he has a problem. Mefakeach is a gal. We don't know. He may end up being tame. A Hatzolah member, right? He's the mefakeach all of us a gal. Someone that was promised that he's going to leave Beis HaAsurim. What if he doesn't end up leaving Beis HaAsurim? The Chayla and the Zaken, they can eat, but they can only eat a kezayis. And Halach is, these people, they count for the chabura. Al kulam ain't shaykh l'nei b'fnei atzman. The halacha is that you can bring a Karban Pesach and include them, but they can't be the sole members of the Karban Pesach. Shem Yaviyu is the best lay b'sol. Because it may end up knowing if you have a zokin and a chayla and a tzolaga, you put them all together, you may end up not having a Karban Pesach. As a result, you may have an ishul. Fichach, im ir ben psol, turun las Pesach sheni. If any of these people, after the Zrika, something ended up happening, like one of these issues happened, the Pesach bringing a Pesach. I mean, if the Karban Pesach was brought on their behalf, it's considered that was actually brought, and if it was actually brought, if an issue arises later, no worries. With the exception of if the person that was uncovering the rubble ended up being Tameh, so then that person will be chayv to bring the Pesach Sheni, because we don't know when he became Tameh, we assume the worst, that maybe he became Tameh earlier, even before the Shechita, and that's why the Shechita never worked for him. If the Shechita never worked for him, he would now be obligated in bringing a Pesach Sheni. This halacha, that if somebody was promised to come out of the Beis HaAsurim, so what's the halacha? The halacha is that you can't shech the Karban Pesach only on his behalf. This is talking about if he was in a Beis HaAsurim of non-Jews, al Beis HaAsurim the Yisrael, if he was in a Yiddish Beis HaAsurim, shoychem b'fnei atzma. He could be the sole member of a Karban Pesach. Why isn't there concern he may not be let out? Kimid after chinu, because being that the Yidden promised him that they're going to let him out, mapikle, we trust the Yidden. Dechsev, sheris Yisrael le'yasa, amlo yid abru chazav. A Yid doesn't lie. So if a Yid promises a Yid he's home for Pesach, we trust him. Amr Rav Chiz, the Hadar, Beis HaSurim, the Akim. Even this that we said, Beis HaSurim, the Akim, lo yamar, elu chutzuchem is Beis Pagi. That's only if it was outside the borders of Yerushalayim. Avlo fnim mechem is Beis Pagi. If the Beis HaSurim was inside the borders of Yerushalayim, Shaykh Tan Aleb, if Neyatzoy, he can be the sole member of the Karban Pesach, my time, and Efshad Am Televa Achalei. Because even if he doesn't get let out of the Karban Pesach, out of jail, but maybe in the Beis Nasurim, they'll bring him the Karban Pesach. So if the Beis Nasurim is outside Yerushalayim, he won't be able to eat it outside Yerushalayim. It'll be possible. You'd say it's not possible. But if the Beis Nasurim is in Yerushalayim, that's like a sfek sfek. Maybe they're going to let him out. And even if they don't let him out, maybe he'll eat it there. So then he could be the sole member of a Karban Pesach. Lefichach im ira. So we're worried about this yid that's being mefakeh chazagal. There's a body underneath. The body may be alive, may be dead. So if he's trying to pull out this person, you can include him in the Karban Pesach, because maybe the person will be alive. But if he's going to be the sole member, now we're worried already. Now we don't allow it. Not just that. If this person ends up finding a mace, he can't bring a mace. He's chayv in Pesach Sheni. I maybe assume that he first became Tamei after the Shechita. We're afraid that maybe he became Tamei before. Now, the reason we're concerned maybe he became Tamei before is because if you're being Mefakech HaSagal, you may have been Mahil on top of the mace. So that's the issue. The issue is you may have been Mahil. And therefore, as soon as you started uncovering the rubble, you may have became Tamei. Because at that point, it's not that you became Tamei later when you found the mace. As soon as you went on top of this body, not knowing if it was alive or dead. So if at the time of the Shechita, this person is engaged in this Maisov, Chesed Shalemes, Abim Mefakeh Chesagal, at that point already we have to assume he's Tamei, and therefore he's obligated to bring the Pesach Sheni. Amar Rabbi Rav Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Leshon El Gal Ogel. It's only talking about if the Gal was like an oval shaped Gal. Av Gal Aruch, if it was a rectangle, Patam Elas a Pesach Sheni. Why? Ema Tara Yabesha Shechita. Because then you assume that maybe it was Tara at the time in the Shechita. So if it's like a tall thing, meaning if it's inevitable that as soon as the person started being Mefakeh Chalav Hasagal, he was being Mal on top of the mace, so then we assume he was Mal immediately, therefore it would be Chayv in Pesach Sheni. If it was rectangular, so it could be he started being Fakir Chazagal before he got to being on top of the maze. Just visualize a little bit. So that, Tanya Nami Yochi, and Amir said this to explain a Braisa, but really it's a Mishnah, but really it's a Mefurisha Braisa. If someone's Mefakir Chazagal, eat him potter, sometimes he's potter from Pesach Sheni, eat him chayiv, sometimes he's chayiv in Pesach Sheni. If it was like a tall, oval type, round thing, so then we assume immediately when he started being Mefakir, he came in contact. As a result, he's going to be Tamei immediately. That means the Karban Pesach didn't work for him, which means he's obligated in Pesach Sheni. Gal Aruch, if it was a long gal, and it's Tumat Achtav, and the Tumat was underneath him, Pater, he's Pater. Why? Eima Tara, Eiva Shashchita. Because then we assume that he was Tara, Shashchita, and then the Halachna is going to be that he will be Pater from bringing the Pesach Sheni.